Praise Lord, and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. Let me encourage you from Psalm 119, verse 164. It says, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. My dear brothers and sisters, King David was a man of great attitude, irrespective of his circumstances. No matter what happened in his life, he always had a heart filled with praise and prayer, right? A bad attitude is like a flat tire. You won't get anywhere until you change it. A few pointers that I would like to share with you this morning. Number one, to how you can maintain and keep a good attitude today, right? Realize your attitude needs to be constantly adjusted. Anything you don't maintain eventually deteriorates. The stronger your natural inclination is towards doubt and negativity, the more you will have to work at it. So begin each day with an attitude check, and throughout the day, look for red flags signaling that you are not doing so well. Number two, pray because you will need God's help to maintain a good attitude. The Bible says, trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord, trust Him, and He will help you. Amen. That's written in Psalm 37, 3-5. Thirdly, look for what's good, and you will find it. I like what Mother Teresa, she required two things from those who worked with her in Calcutta slums. Right? Number one was a desire to work, and number two, a joyful attitude in the people who served her and worked along with her. Think, if she could be joyful amongst the dying and the destitute, surely you and I can too, right? Fourthly, look for people with faith and spend time with them. Where are they? You will find them soaring above the doubters like eagles. If you are having a bad day, get close and get behind them the way racers do. If they are having difficulty, you will be the one to get out in front and make things easier. Amen? That's what our King David did seven times a day. He paused to praise God. Can you imagine what that would do for your attitude today? Right? If you have an attitude of gratitude, I promise you, God will give you that altitude that you're looking for in your life, because His word says that He is the glory and the lifter of your head. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your goodness and mercy over our lives. We bless you from the bottom of our heart. We praise you and magnify your name. Lord, as we can get inspired, O Lord, by the writings of David, that seven times a day he worshipped you. Hallelujah. He praised you because of your righteous judgments, your righteous ordinances. Lord, I pray that we will, O Father, be so enamored with your judgments, with your dictates, with your precepts, with your statutes, with your word, with your promises, that, O Lord, all the time we will be praising you. And Lord God Almighty, we thank you that we will be able to maintain a great attitude today in our workplaces. Father, I pray for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, that they'll have a great attitude, O God. Lord God Almighty, people will take pleasure to hang around with them. They will learn from them, O Lord. They will truly be the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. And I pray that through them, the power of God will manifest and the glory of God will be evident. Bless them, O Father, and keep them from the evil one. Lord God Almighty, I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, that the spirit of prayer and praise will fill their hearts and their minds and their mouth. So as they open their mouths, O Lord, out of the abundance of their heart and praising you, Lord, the healing virtue of God will be quickened in their spirits, and they will be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. And we said, amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.